You're looking at me. Who stole my heart away? That's the best, yeah. How about Shuffle Off, too? You're not going to dance in your crushed red velvet slippers, are you, dummy? Yes, it's the Norwegian fertility dance. See those cartridges over there? Well, they don't mean a thing. What does it? I got a small day tomorrow in there? Because that's, I forgot to tell you. I thought you were a mind reader. And I get my money back, and I didn't like your tea leaves either. Rick Samita will be sitting in for Scott Beach, who went back to school. And you, I know what I was going to ask him when I used to, when I used to sit with Scott Beach when we were in Fargo Moorhead, arm in arm, in the FM Frederick Martin Hotel. And he'd have that straight shot of vodka, and he'd put it under the table because he was an assistant teacher at Concordia College, which is a religious college, if you don't look too close. But every time I looked down, I was wondering what the hell you're doing down here. Another one gone. That's incredible. You don't have some potatoes down there, do you? No. This is just, you know, this way I can enjoy your company. And then he'd get up and sit down at the piano, and he'd sing, "They all went upstairs but me." Then we'd go over to my apartment, and it was a great time. You wonder why I put the cat down in the air. He's the greatest, man. At his going away party. I was so drunk sitting on the railroad tracks out in front of the train depot in Fargo Moorhead because Scott was going to New York. And I wish I still had the letters that he had written me about an operation that he had. But that guy is hitting that train whistle. They're dragging me off. It was a great party, folks. But we'll be back tonight at 8 o'clock. What's the point in going to bed? You got the rest of the week off. Yeah. How'd you work that? Talking to the wrong people, I guess. I don't know.
I don't have to go to bed. I got a small day tomorrow. A small day tomorrow. I don't have